The Michigan Democratic primary is between progressive-backed former Detroit and Wayne County Health Director Abdul El Sayed and establishment-backed Michigan Congresswoman Haley Stevens. A third candidate who was trying to chart a middle ground dropped out on Sunday. During their first one-on-one debate, Stevens came after El Sayed, in effect calling him a millionaire publicity hound.
I am not trying to sell a book or a podcast. I'm the only one on this stage who doesn't have a talent agent trying to pitch me for paid speeches. And unlike my opponent, I'm not running at the first mic or camera I see. We do not need a celebrity senator. We need a workhorse.
El Sayed is an epidemiologist who has written books, hosts a podcast, and has worked as a commentator for CNN. He favors Medicare for all and denounces oligarchs, big money in politics, and U.S. support for Israel. El Sayed jabbed back at Stevens, saying she's beholden to corporate PACs and AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
In this race, you've probably seen ad after ad after ad. Not one of those ads was brought to you by the Congresswoman's campaign. All of them brought to you by corporate PACs and AIPAC, trying to buy a politician who's going to do their bidding instead of yours.
AIPAC-affiliated spending for Stevens' campaign is estimated to total $20 million so far. Stevens focused on her opposition to the Iran war and criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. She charged Republicans are spending money to prop up El Sayed's campaign, so Republican nominee Mike Rogers can have an easier path toward victory in November. El Sayed pushed back, saying he poses a threat to politics as usual.
You know, if Congresswoman Stevens makes it, or Mike Rogers wins, either way, Israel will win. AIPAC is perfectly fine with either of my two opponents because they know that they will have a comfortable, reliable vote in the U.S. Senate.
Congresswoman Stevens has consistently voted for military funding for Israel. El Sayed is endorsed by Silicon Valley Congressman Ro Khanna and Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen. Also by Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib, who plan to campaign with El Sayed next week. Sanders recently highlighted El Sayed's support for Medicare for All.
Abdul, I don't know if all of you know it, wrote a book called Medicare for All. He literally is a doctor. He understands better than most how broken the current healthcare system is.
The United Auto Workers Union has endorsed El Sayed, citing his support for Medicare for All, as well as his refusal to take money from corporate PACs and his platform to support union workers. Instead of Medicare for All, Stevens calls for expansion of the Affordable Care Act. She has the support of Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin, and former longtime Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow. Stabenow posted an endorsement video with a nod to the electability argument, saying Stevens is the one who can beat the Republican candidate, former Congressman Mike Rogers.
I know she can beat Mike Rogers in the general election. The stakes have never been higher. And Haley Stevens is the right person at the right time.
Michigan is critical to Democrats' hope to recapture the U.S. Senate. To succeed, they must retain the seat held by retiring Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters and flip four Senate seats currently held by Republicans. The question some Michigan Democrats are now weighing as they begin early voting is whether progressive Abdul El Sayed can ride the wave of anger against the establishment to victory in November, or whether the more moderate candidate Haley Stevens is a safer bet. Current polls show the two running neck and neck with about 18% of Democrats undecided. Election day is August 4th. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.